Newlyweds and engaged couples may be more interested in romance than finance, but when it comes to planning their future together, experts advise couples to say, I do, to a conversation about finances and insurance. Here to help start that discussion is founder and CEO of Money Zen Wealth Management and author of Get Financially Naked, How to Talk Money with Your Honey, Manisha Thakur. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, first off, why is it so important for newlyweds and engaged couples to talk about their financial future together?
Money is one of the top causes of fights in relationships and of divorce. And so because this one topic can have such a negative impact on your relationship if left unattended to, you want to get in front of it and talk about it. But according to a recent survey by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, it turns out that right now in America, there's actually a disconnect between what couples say is important and what they actually do when it comes to having these vital yet tough conversations before marriage. And just to give you an example, 71% of newly married couples in this survey acknowledge the importance of sharing premarital beneficiary designations, but only half of the couples, or less than half of the couples, discussed life insurance plans before actually saying I do. So there's this vital disconnect that's going on, and that's why it's so important to talk about it. If you can talk about, number one, your net worth, and that's defined as what you own, what you owe, the difference is your net worth as a couple, as a household. Number two is your budget, your combined income. You subtract from that your combined monthly expenses. Hopefully there's a little bit left over for savings and that all-important investing for the future. Number three is your debt. So credit card debt, student loan debt, car loans, all types of debt. Make sure you both are aware of what you have, the interest rate, what your plan is for paying it off. Number four is just the financial logistics. Are you going to have separate bank accounts or joint bank accounts? Who's going to pay for the bills? Those sorts of things. And then the fifth is making sure that you discuss your insurance needs and coverage.
And you know, insurance is one of those tricky things, I think, that people just don't really know what's out there. So what are the different basic types of insurance coverage?
So there are four broad categories: auto, life, home, and health. And let me give you just an example of why it's so important to talk about this. So let's say you've met your sweetie, but your sweetie isn't such a good driver. And it turns out that as a result, if you talk about this and you investigate policies, coverage, pricing, you may find out that it makes sense to have a named driver exclusion, and that you might want to think twice about combining coverage. If you don't have the honest conversation, you may not realize this. Another key example would be with health insurance, really making sure you talk about cost sharing under each of your available plans, deductibles, copays, coinsurance, what's covered and not covered by the plan, so you can decide which one is best to be on overall.
And speaking of combining insurance, is there anything else that couples need to know? I mean, how do they know whose insurance to go with?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. So the first thing you want to know is what are the cancellation terms on your individual policies. You might need a written request. You might need to submit notice by a certain amount of time to a specific place. But it's important to really look into this because married couples, statistically speaking, oftentimes are better insured risks, which means you can get discounts. So whether it's your auto or your home or your life or your health, you really want to take a look at what the cost would be under a combined policy versus separate policies and do the math. And the reason this is important, I'll give a pleasant example. Let's say you've got a home, you get married, you make some improvements, the improvements are more than $5,000. You want to make sure that you're paying attention to things like letting your insurer know so that the replacement value of your coverage is accurately reflecting the current combined state of your household entity.
And then finally, where can we go for more information?
The National Association of Insurance Commissioners, who I've partnered with today, has created this really fun and smart website. It's InsureU, the letter U, online.org. And at this website, you can download the Insurance Survival Guide for newlyweds. And you can also play this new I Do Adventures online game. And it's this really lighthearted and fun way to learn how to talk about money with your honey and start getting your toes wet with valuable insurance lessons.
And we've been talking today with Manisha Thakur, founder and CEO of Money Zen Wealth Management and author of Get Financially Naked, How to Talk Money with Your Honey. Manisha, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.